The question was asked when we learn the story of the Akedah, Avram binding his son, how are we to understand that Avram, who was all about kindness, was given such a test that seems to us to be very, very difficult to swallow? So there are multiple answers. There's the Rashbam, who says that although we have Hashem's plan, and part of Hashem's plan is that we are given opportunities for growth, there are different ways in which it plays itself out. And when Avram made a pact with the Philistines, promising them he wouldn't take from them parts of the land of Israel, wouldn't make war with them, Hashem said in heaven, "Who are you? Is it your land to make peace treaties and promise people you're not going to take it from them? I said you're supposed to live here. By what right? You think you own the land. You have a son, and now you think you have control of the world. You don't have control. Here, I'll give you a mitzvah to sacrifice him, and it'll remind you that you're not in control." So the Rashbam learns that there was an element of a punishment in the Akedah, that it was to teach Avram a lesson that he took for granted certain aspects of control of his own life. It's a very scary Rashbam. That's a Rashbam. We come to Rosh Hashanah, and our tradition is that on Rosh Hashanah that was the Akedah. Our tradition is that on this day, Adam was judged, and Hashem said, "Let me give you a favorable ruling. Instead of giving you a 24-hour day, I'll give you a day from heaven's perspective, which is 1,000 years. You'll take 930 years, and we'll give the rest of mankind the remaining 70. And so Hashem said, "I'll judge you in a favorable way, and from now on this day, I'll judge all of your descendants, so that this will be like the way I work in this world. The judgment will be on this day, Rosh Hashanah." So on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judged Adam. On Rosh Hashanah was the Akedah. On Rosh Hashanah, Yaakov Avinu walks in before Yitzchak to get the blessings, and Yitzchak comments, "Boy, it smells like an apple orchard here," when he walks in, and to commemorate that, we eat an apple dipped in honey. So a lot of things happened on this day in Jewish history. So we look at the Akedah, and we generally say that this was the ultimate test of Avraham Avinu, and when Avraham Avinu stood up to this test, it became a merit for all times. So then, obviously, we look at this and we see something very, very positive in the Akedah. In order to understand that, we have to see another aspect of the Akedah. Let's take an extreme example, okay? Let's imagine a very uptight young mother, and the kids are driving her crazy, and she yells at them. She says, "I can't stand this. I'm going crazy. You guys don't let me sleep. You don't badge me for a second. You don't stop making a mess." And suddenly she gets a prophetic vision to slaughter one of them. And then she goes over and says, "Mike, I got a vision to do with you." Now, that's not the picture you'd like to see, right? Okay. A number of years ago, it was Shabbos afternoon, and I was holding the baby, and we had guests, and we were going to slice a watermelon for the meal. And so I said to my wife, "I'm holding the baby, maybe you slice the watermelon." And I had come to the kitchen to help her, and I reached into the drawer, and I take out this big knife for a watermelon, and I'm holding the baby with one hand and the knife in the other hand. And I said to my wife, "You know, this is very uncomfortable." I said, "I'm holding the baby in one hand and this big knife in the other hand. Doesn't feel right." And I said, "Do you want to take the baby or the knife? Which do you want?" And then I said to her, "Why don't you look at me and think of the Akedah for a second?" And my wife said, "Give me the baby." But I remember standing there thinking, look at me. I can't even hold them far apart. I'm holding the knife far out on the left side and the baby close to me on the right side. And I can't stand the thought of that. I can't, I'm not comfortable. What? So it shocked me, like how upset, it really bothered me to hold a knife as I'm holding a baby. And then I said to myself, okay, Avram Avinu was a nicer guy than I am. He was a kinder person than I am. He was a better person than I am. And if it's this difficult for me, what was it like for him? There's a mind-blowing medrash that describes the Akedah. And the medrash describes how they come up to the Temple Mount and Avram says to Yitzchak, "This is what Hashem told me to do." And Yitzchak says, "If this is what Hashem said, okay, let's pray." And they sit down and they daven. They go up to Har HaMoriah and they both daven. Avram and Yitzchak had told the lads coming with them, "V'ani v'anar nelecha adko v'nishtachave v'nashuva aleichem." The lad and I and the lad will go up, will bow and come back. The Medrash says in Pirkei Rav Lezer, "We will bow" means we will pray. So that means they went up the mountain and they both prayed. And you know what they were praying? It doesn't tell us. It doesn't say. But we say during Slichos, and we say on fast days, Mishanat Avraham Avinu Behar HaMoriah. Sfardim say, "Hu ya'ane etchem v'yishma kol tzakatchem." We say, "Hu ya'aneinu." He will either answer us. That's what it means either way. That means Avram's prayers were answered. That sort of tells us that Avram was davening not to have to slaughter his son. Makes sense. You know, we look at the story of the Akedah and our first thought is, Avram, you argue over Sodom and Amorah, you fight for evil people, what's doing with the Akedah? But our sages say he did pray. On the contrary, one of the things we say is, "You answered Abraham, answer us. You answered Isaac, answer us." That means they prayed for it. So they prayed. And then the Medrash says they both started crying. And Yitzchak says, "Dad, I'm ready, but I'm scared I'm going to flinch. So do me a favor, tie my hands to my feet. I'm scared I'm going to flinch." And Avram does that. Can we imagine how painful that must have been? Avram does that. I remember when one of the kids had to go in for a bronchoscopy. That's where they take a tube and they put it down a kid's throat to look and see what's obstructing their throat. And they made a sign, all these forms, about what might happen and what they might do. And I'm spending 25 minutes in the waiting room in the hospital, not knowing how the baby's going to breathe and how he's coming out of there. And I remember those seconds as the surgeon comes out of the room and I'm waiting for him to answer me. And he didn't do this purposely. He takes off the surgical cap, he wipes his brow, and I'm thinking, "No, is the baby alive?" You know, and he didn't mean to take his time, very sweet person. Really, he's the top specialist in breathing in the country, and when he heard we were concerned, he did the procedure in one day. Like the next day, he said, "You guys are concerned, we're doing it tomorrow." Very nice guy. He didn't mean for a second to cause us more pain. But I remember thinking, "He's wiping his brow? Talk to me. Tell me the baby's breathing. Tell me everything's okay," right? And Avraham Avinu has to personally tie him. He has to personally tie his hands to his feet. The Medrash says they both stood there and started crying. And Avraham Avinu, as he's going for the knife, Yitzchak tells him, "Dad, tell me, when are you going to tell Mom? How are you going to tell her? Where are you two going to be when you tell her? I want to make sure, don't tell her when she's next to a well. She might dive in. Don't tell her when she's next to a cliff. She might jump off. Tell her when she's seated. Be careful how you break the news to her." And they both cry. So they're both praying and they're both crying. And the Medrash describes a step-by-step, a most human experience. The Medrash goes into Sfardim have a piyut where they go through it. This is important because when we look at the test of the Akedah, if we don't see the great love that Avram has for Yitzchak, then you end up with a picture of a very cold, cruel, observant Avram. God said so, young man, get on that altar. Right? That's not the Avram Avinu you should be envisioning. Avram Avinu is, "I love you, Yitzchak, and we're going to daven about this, but our whole life is about doing what Hashem wants, and even when we don't understand, because he did tell me," although Avram doesn't say it to Yitzchak, in the back of his mind, the Medrash says, Avram is thinking, "God promised me that this kid is my future. Now God's telling me to do this. What can God mean here?" And it says Avram didn't have an answer. Avram did not know the answer to that question. He had to deal with life. Hashem said, so I'm going to have to do it, even though I don't know what Hashem has in mind. Don't know. Eov takes the next step, and he says, I don't know what you have in mind, and so I can't deal with life, because I don't understand you. Avram says, I don't know what you have in mind, and I'm going to do what you want, even though I don't understand you. I don't. But they both say, I don't understand you. And I think the key to looking at the Akedah is remembering that Avram's trait was always kindness. His whole life was about kindness. And then you look at the Akedah and you say, okay, so that's a different level of kindness. Personally, I could never look at a circumcision. Never. I'd run to the back of the room. I'd try to stay very far away, and I'd wonder what's going on here. I remember once, a year or two ago, I was coming to the Mahon, and a student comes running out, and he's all upset, really upset. New guy to the Mahon, I had only known him 2 days, and I asked him what happened, and he says, you won't believe it. All these people gathered to the front of the Beis Medrash, they brought this baby, and then they did this circumcision, and everyone says Mazel Tov, and everyone's happy, and the poor baby, they just cut him. And he's like on the verge of tears, and he says, what's everyone so happy about? He's ready to run. He says, I don't know what to do with myself. Okay, I can understand him, because I wasn't far from that. And the more I learned, the more I understood, the more I said to myself, Avram Avinu is more kind than I am. The Ribbono Shel Olam is more kind than both of us. And if he said to do circumcision, there's something right about it. It's the most right thing in the world. I, Netanel Frankenthal, doesn't understand it and can't even look at it. So Netanel Frankenthal has to work on himself. And that's when I started forcing myself forward to the point where today I'm a Moel. But I did that because I felt like there was something wrong with me. If I have an issue and I look at it and I feel it's for a bad reason, right? Not nice to say, but that's where I was. I said, it's like, yuck, what's going on here? Why are we doing this? I understand medically it's beneficial. But the Ribbono Shel Olam told us to do something which Netanel Frankenthal doesn't really understand. So when Netanel Frankenthal felt like I'm at a point where I really connect and understand that what the Ribbono Shel Olam said is good and kind, and it's more good and kind than I understand, then I said, okay, so then the next step is I have to work on myself on the things that don't resonate with me. Not in a day, not in a month, over years. So I'm saying there is a point where a person says, I've learned to respect this to the point where I'm going to respect it even where I don't have answers. I'm not saying a person should do that right away. On the contrary, a person has to begin with asking questions, gaining understanding, gaining respect. After years and having respect and learning to respect and value, then you reach a point where you say, this is the truth, this is what's right, and I'm willing to go with it even where I don't understand it. I think it's not right when a person says that and he hasn't built up to it. Because then he's, like Eov says to the people, he says, you guys are lying to yourself, you don't have answers. You like to lie to yourself, it makes you feel like you're getting brownie points with God. It's not because you really know answers. Dove. So,